John Allen with Robo Agri Finance, and I'm the managing director of the new Ohio territory.
Well, that's why we're here. We wanted to visit with you about this new office in Dublin, and kind of what this office, the area that it's going to be serving.
Well, we have been servicing the Michigan, Indiana, and Kentucky markets, and are moving eastward to Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and points east of that.
So what attracted you to bring the office to Ohio?
With the opportunity that we had already developed in on our western side, and where we were able to see quite a bit of ag opportunity and production loans and real estate loans here as we move to the east. And just a real nice community here in Columbus to expand an office with.
Let's talk about some of the services that you'll be able to offer not only farmers but agribusiness.
This office primarily handles just farmers and production type credit, both in crop operating expenses, machinery purchases, and real estate purchases. And as far as agribusinesses, we can make the contacts that we need to our middle markets if it's something larger than our expertise would handle here.
John, when you sit down with that farmer for the first time, what helps in establishing a relationship and then moving forward?
One of the biggest things for us is two things, is understanding their plans, both short-term and long-term, and their long-term goals. That's kind of where we get a start. And then the second thing is extremely helpful to us is a good basic or more than basic financial information package that they may have. Good, accurate financial information is the second most important thing for us.
That initial meeting, do you like for them to come into the office here or sitting around their kitchen table where maybe they're a little more comfortable?
Our model is the kitchen table. We're developed, everything about us is developed around sitting with the customer at their kitchen table. And today some of their offices and gathering the information there. It's more readily available, and in most cases they're way more comfortable sitting there. And so it's definitely a model where we're on the farm, not so much in the office.
Is Robo Agri Finance better suited for the more established farmer, or are you willing to work with some younger folks that are maybe just getting started?
Well, certainly our expertise probably lies more with the more established farmers, but we're willing to talk to anybody with a sound financial plan. One of the things that we bring forward, which really does help some of the younger farmers, is our food and ag research group, which brings forth a tremendous amount of knowledge based on our global presence that I think a lot of the younger farmers and the older, more established ones are finding a lot of benefit in that as well.
So what's the outlook for the agricultural sector from Robo Agri Finance's viewpoint right now?
I think quite bright. We're in one of those cycles for crop farmers right now that probably is a little less exciting than it was even 6-8 months ago, but that's agriculture. If you're going to lend to this business, you got to be in it in the ups and downs. And every time there's a down for somebody, somebody else has an up. So our livestock producers are breathing a sigh of relief right now with a little help on the input side. So I think the future is quite bright for agriculture. The technology is there to support them, and their production abilities, very, very bright. Very exciting to be in it right now.
We hear a lot of talk these days about the land bubble what's going on with land prices and everything. Are those land prices a concern as far as Robo is looking at things?
It's in a normal cycle. Land prices historically have done this. Historically, they tend to back off of a peak, but not sharply. Outside of the mid-'80s when we all went through that situation, I don't see this quite as acute, I guess, as the mid-80s were. There's a lot of other basic factors that don't appear to be there right now. But then substantial turnaround in cash flow that we had in the mid-80s could certainly precipitate that. Today is a time to be cautiously courageous, I guess. I can't say that I'm particularly, certainly not scared of the land prices right now, but it is a time to move forward with a little bit of caution and a very good plan. And again, there's a lot of established farmers out there that a lot of this fits into their ballgame right now. So,
we mentioned that this is a new office in Ohio. Are you fully staffed?
Oh, no. We're still looking for some crop insurance agents, as well as 2 to 3 more what we refer to as relationship managers. And we're also looking for a couple of analysts. So this office is geared to handle 13 people, 13 to 14. We would like to have that full soon.
So what's the most exciting part about opening an office like this in Ohio?
I guess that goes from which day you're setting in it. You know, one of the things that's been very exciting is to bringing in some new lenders and helping them get started in an area that's abundant with opportunity, and getting across to them our desire, my desire, to really help farmers. It's not just let's make another loan and get on down the road, but literally develop the relationships that Mario and I want people to develop, and that's been very exciting, to be able to work with some young new RMs. And between three of the leaders here, there's almost 100 years of lending experience, and it's been fun to pass some of that along.
So there are still opportunities for ag lenders?
Very much so. We have opportunities galore right now, it seems. I wished I could find the right people for all the opportunities. And that speaks to agriculture. Agriculture seeking people that can bring knowledge and bring some excitement. Somebody that's all Robbo does is ag lending. And so that speaks to the state of agriculture today. There's real demand for that.
Anything else about Robbo AgriFinance and this new office that you'd like to mention?
Just that we're very excited to be in this area. This was a natural progression for us to come into the type of agricultures here. We're well suited for that. We do everything from crop lending to permanent planting to livestock lending. We've got expertise someplace available for all of it, and it's all right here in our territory, from Michigan to through Pennsylvania, New York, Indiana, Kentucky. We touch a little bit of all of it, and that's very exciting. We're one of the few offices that are as diverse as this area is, and that's a big plus for us.